Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Couldn't catch the live show?
Yes.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, super.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It's Chris Bavona with your fantasy sports news update here before we get into some of the scores from over the weekend. One of the biggest stories in the sports world, especially the NFL, shocking development. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck announced his retirement from the NFL on Saturday, saying constant injuries have taken away his love for the game. The Colts played their third preseason game Saturday night in Indianapolis against the Chicago Bears. Luck had already been ruled out of the game because of the ankle injury, but he was seen on the sideline laughing, conversing with teammates. After the game, Luck announced his decision during an impromptu 25-minute news conference. He said an official statement wasn't planned until yesterday. But he changed course once news broke during the game. He had been saying he'd been stuck in this process of, a lot of issues with going through one process of getting hurt and trying to get back into the game, getting hurt, getting back into the game. Just a very, very unfortunate for, such a young quarterback here. Luck's early retirement ends what started as a promising career for the number one overall pick in the 2012 draft. Chosen to replace Peyton Manning, of course, Luck led the Colts to the playoffs in each of his first three seasons in the NFL, including back-to-back AFC South titles and an appearance in the AFC Championship game in 2014. But after that, we saw how it happened. Very unfortunate, especially for any of you guys there who drafted Andrew Luck. I know a lot of the guy, Dane, I know everyone was saying, like, you got to watch out here, but it's also the importance of waiting on quarterbacks, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely, because then this isn't as high of a leverage thing. It hurts worse if you spent a fifth-round pick and if you spent a 11th-round pick on him. But listen, the timing of this is crazy. I was literally getting text messages from people who, like, drafted Andrew Luck, like, an hour before this news came out. Literally, Saturday, the 24th, was the biggest fantasy draft day of the entire year. And you know what's hysterical? Go out, go online, go on social media. Andrew Luck better watch out. You know who drafted Andrew Luck an hour before the news? O.J. Simpson did. Watch it, Andrew.
I saw that on Twitter and just some of the
Watch
things
out,
that they were
Andrew.
Talking. Some of the comments on O.J. Simpson's Twitter after he got in.
Watch out, Andrew.
Exactly. Well, you know what? One of the guys even said, he's like, hey, at least you know Luck can't stab you in the back there.
Yeah, we all was worried about if Luck had to go under the knife again this season.
All right, well, let's get to some baseball scores from yesterday. Yankees beat the Dodgers 5-1. Bronx Bombers win the series after getting swept up in Oakland. Domingo Germán gets the win over Clayton Kershaw. Germán goes 6 innings, 5 hits, one earned run, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. The one run was a home run in the first inning to Jock Peterson. Kershaw, he didn't have a bad game. Goes 7 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, all home runs from DJ LeMahieu to open the game. Mike Ford gets a home run. Aaron Judge hits his 99th career home run. And you guys heard this. Aaron Judge called his shot to a friend of his. He said he was going to hit a home run for him. I forget
he was
exactly.
In like a hospital also, like, yeah. Visiting some folks as well. Was like, yeah, he did a whole little Babe Ruth action. I mean, but Judge did hit a home run in every game in the series. So, you know, he could have made that blanket promise and he would have delivered.
Issue here. Didi Gregorius left this game early in what the team is calling a shoulder contusion after getting hit in his right shoulder. I apologize there. He got hit by an 89-mile-an-hour fastball by Kershaw. X-rays were negative, and he's listed as day-to-day. Yankees finish up their West Coast trip in Seattle. Dodgers, they start a series this week with the Padres. Yankees get some help padding their lead in the AL East back to 9. The Orioles beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-3. Jonathan Villar joins the 2020 club. He gets his 20th home run of the season to go along with 28 stolen bases. He is the 6th Oriole in history to do so. Dylan Bundy gets the win for the O's. Diego Castillo gets the big L for the Rays. Marlins, they beat the Phillies 3-2. Braves beat the Mets 2-1. Great pitching in this game. Dallas Keuchel gets the win going 7 innings, giving up no runs, 7 strikeouts, only 3 walks. Steven Matz, he pitched as well as you could ask for. 6 innings, only giving up 2 hits, one being a home run to Josh Donaldson. He also adds 6 strikeouts in the losing effort. Royals, they beat the Indians 9-8. Royals use a big 8th inning where they scored 5 runs with the help of a home run by Jorge Solar. Pirates, they beat up on the Reds 9-8. Astros pounce on the Angels 11-2. D-backs, they beat the Brewers 5-2. Watch out for this one. Both teams jockeying for a position in the NL wildcard race. Twins, they beat the Tigers 7-4. White Sox beat the Rangers 2-0. Cardinals, they beat the Rockies 11-4. Nationals beat the Cubs in Wrigley 7-5. Giants, they beat the A's 5-4. Giants can beat the Athletics in Oakland, and the Yankees can't. I have no idea why. But Mariners, they beat the Blue Jays 3-1. And the Red Sox, they lose to San Diego 3-1. Looking at the standings after yesterday, Yankees lead the AL East by 9 games over the Rays. Twins 3.5 up on the Indians. The Astros have a 9.5 game lead in the wild card there. We've got the Indians and Rays hanging on for dear life to that 1-2 spot. The A's are a half game behind for the second spot. Red Sox, they're not dead yet, though. They're only 6 games out. Back to Make It Rain with Joe and Dane.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Time to make it rain. Joe and Ari, Dane Martinez. Want to welcome those of you on Zumo TV. Welcome in, Channel 719 here. Thank you very much for making us a part of your day. As we get the week going, going to be a monster week, of course. We had the kickoff of college football on Saturday, week 0, they call it. 2 games there, a whole bunch of games coming up this Thursday. Final week of the preseason for the NFL, where I don't know, I probably wouldn't expect a whole lot from anybody at this point. We told you about Lamar Miller going down with a torn ACL, MCL for the Houston Texans. Keep in mind, guys, that was his first player. That was his first preseason game. He hadn't played up until that point, and we had told you it was coming. There was going to be a significant injury, a few of them, that were going to pile up with guys that are were going to play either one down, 2 series. It was coming. And Lamar Miller was just the latest in line with those injuries. So, I mean, what do you do? Do you have Lamar Miller? I mean, if you could do it all over again, we've already heard Le'Veon Bell go, somebody hit me, please hit me. I need it. Does it make any difference if you don't play him in the preseason? Then you go into the first game and he blows his knee out. It's a really tough spot for teams, coaches, organizations, and even players, because I do think, Dane, players will even tell you, I need to get those reps in. Like, I need to have that, and especially Le'Veon. Listen, hadn't been in, what, over a year and a half since he's been here? So it's a tough thing to do, but I don't think I'd expect anybody this week from a starting perspective. Yeah, I
certainly not this week. But, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, right, Joe? I understand wanting to hold them out to save the assets and not risk it. I understand what a guy like Le'Veon Bell is saying. I need to get hit. I need to get those reps. I also understand, you know, we've evolved. I heard a commentator this week saying, back in the day, there were 6 preseason games. Joe Namath had his jaw broken playing the entire game. So, you know, what do you do? We got a poll question up, though. Answer the poll at FNTSY Radio. What would you do if you were a head coach? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
They also smoked 3 packs of Marlboro Reds in between the games, too, back then. So we've definitely evolved.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh said. 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Right, you're going to see Eli in there until the Giants are eliminated from competing for the playoffs. I point week 14. The last three games, they have the Dolphins, and then I think they finish off against the
Dolphins,
Redskins.
Washington, and then Philly. And who knows if Philly will have anything to play for.
Right after their bye, they have a game against the Bears. So I don't know if you want to introduce Jones to NFL football at Soldier Field.
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, it is Monday, and it is, of course, Hot Take Central across the sports talk landscape after Andrew Luck does the unthinkable. He retires on Saturday night, halftime of the game between the Bears and the Colts there, holds a little press conference, tells the world that he is just tired of being tired and hurt and not there mentally and needs to walk away from the game because the game he loves, he doesn't love it anymore from basically being inside of a trainer's room the entire time and he can't play. So when you have news like that and people, of course, blowing it up as if it's the craziest thing ever to happen in sports in the last 50 years, and it's not even remotely close. You know, you do remember Manti Te'o, my fake girlfriend, but that's neither here nor there. I think when you look at all of the it makes sense on a lot of different levels, but it also makes sense that guys like, Doug Gottlieb and others are going to go out there and throw these hot takes out. And if you guys didn't see it, you know, Doug Gottlieb goes ahead and posts on his Twitter page right after it happens that retiring because rehabbing is, quote, too hard, end quote, is the most millennial thing ever. And then he hashtags Andrew Luck. Well, of course, that was met with a lot, and I mean a lot of resistance, including from his fellow Fox Sports host there of many aspects, Troy Aikman, who called him out and said, that's total BS, Doug. What qualifies you to decide how somebody would live their life? So you know the authority on what motivates Andrew Luck now, and if his decisions don't fit into what you think is best for him, then you rip him. And then he ends it with a nice, guess that keeps you employed on FS1. Nice job. So interesting that he would, both of these guys work for Fox. But right. It's, again, nobody should be nobody should be blown away with the hot takes that are going to come from a lot of different shows whose job it is, and they're paid and told, be as big a tool bag as humanly possible. The most outrageous takes, the better they are, the more viewers they'll have, because I'm fairly certain Doug Gottlieb, when he goes on air at some point here today, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people who may not care about Doug Gottlieb, never listen to him, but you know what? They're going to want to hear what the response is. And, you know, that's the cycle of the media we're in today, where it doesn't necessarily have to be the prudent conversation to have about, you know, realistically what's going on here. It's more about how can we piss off enough people to get viral and then responses. Get people to tune in. And that's pretty much what the media is today, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why instead you come on over here to Sports Grid, where we give you all the information, all the data you need to go ahead and make your own informed decisions without the, you know, without the bluster, right? We're talking data, we're talking trends, and we're talking actual insight to help you go ahead and win your leagues and win that cash, okay? Not some of these crazy takes talking, you know, about, oh, you're just a millennial, that's it. And what I think is interesting, Joe, honestly, is how many NFL players responded back with absolutely no kind of blame towards Andrew Luck, you know, all saying, listen, he put his life out there. He put his body out there. And if he needs to walk away, so be it. Right. I think it's interesting how all the players are like, you do what you got to do, Andrew Luck. The same as when they don't talk about like someone's contract, right? They don't talk about other players' money, health, emotion, motivation, right? It's all the laymen. It's all the casual fans that are buying jerseys to burn them. All the people that are emotional, because fan is short for fanatic, right? All the players kind of completely understand why his rationale and what he's doing. And all the hot take artists and all the fans out there are like, oh, but you messed with my fantasy team. Oh, but what about this? You know, I mean, let's not forget, this guy is 29 years old and he still wants to form a comprehensive sentence when he's 40 years old. He's got a lot of opportunity in front of him. Like, does it suck for the Colts? Would it have been easier for your fantasy team if this happened a month ago? Yes. But, you know, that's why sports is the ultimate reality TV show.
Yeah, it's and you're going to have that. You're going to have the out there, the hard left. I'm not sure how. First of all, it's funny because Andrew Luck to me feels like he's been in the league 15 years. And the idea that he's only, it just seems like we've been talking about Andrew Luck for a long, long time. And yet it's only.
He was like the chosen one in college also. When he was at Stanford, we knew about him. You know, hashtag suck for Luck. That was like the first time people were like tanking for a quarterback in the draft in a long time, right?
Yeah, well, it was him and RG3 you know, at the hip. And, of course, who would have thunk it? It's RG3 still in the league, and Andrew Luck is now retired. But he's only had 7 years in the league, and it feels like, you know, what could have been is a conversation that you're going to be having about Andrew Luck throughout. Could have been one of the – if this guy would have stayed healthy through the first 7 years of his career, who knows what it could have been like, but – you know, at the same time, Colts fans, you got to remember how ridiculously lucky you were to even go from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. And the timing is everything in the world, right? Well, your timing was unbelievably, talk about luck, lucky to get Andrew Luck and to be able to move on from Peyton Manning, where you were saying, hey, listen, Peyton, we love you, but it's time to go because we have Andrew Luck. The idea that you would even, you look at this as if like something else was owed to you here, it cracks me up, Dane. They sucked. Like they went from Peyton Manning for how many years, right? Mm-hmm. To Andrew Luck for seven. Like no other team has that kind of luck. No other team has had that kind of fortune like you've had. And I don't know where the boos come in. You should just count your lucky stars that you had, what, almost 20 years of luck in Peyton Manning? It's no other team has had that.
It's all timing. Remember, they got Andrew Luck because they were like 1-15 that year because Peyton Manning had like the nerve things in his neck. The only analogy I can think of, Joe, isn't even in the NFL. Honestly, it's the Spurs. The year that David Robinson was out, they got lucky then in the lottery to get Tim Duncan, right? Yeah. And that's the only kind of kind of thing I would think of being similar, like Breeze to Rivers was something, but that was because of trades and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll also show you, Joe. I'm going back to the 2012 NFL draft, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There were 8 quarterbacks, Joe, taken in the top 4 rounds. You ready for this? There were 5 that were taken in rounds 1 and 2. Andrew Luck, gone. RG3, backup, who you've talked about. Ryan Tannehill, now a backup in Tennessee. We'll see about that. Brandon Whedon, who knows where the hell he is. And Brock Osweiler, who knows where the hell he is, right? Then there were 3 others taken in rounds 3 and 4. You ready for their names, Joe?
Go ahead.
Their names are Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, and Nick Foles. And all 3 of those guys are still starting. So when I start in the preseason talking to you guys about 3rd-round pick Ryan Finley or 4th-round pick Jared Stidham, right, and we're only talking about Haskins and Jones and Kyler Murray, remember this, okay? Because in 2 or 3 years, you know, the idea of Finley and Stidham may not be crazy, and Will Greer may not be crazy anymore, and we may instead be saying, Dwayne Haskins, who?
And a quarterback taken later, by the way, guys, just not to chime in here, but a quarterback taken later than them in that same draft, 2012, Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys.
It all comes full circle, Sussmania.
And, guys, do not forget, you know, talk about Luck, and this is, again, why, you know, Colt fans, you need to slow your roll. Coming out of college, okay, the Indianapolis Colts, when drafting Peyton Manning, had 2 choices, Ryan Leaf or Peyton Manning.
There you go.
They – don't forget, the hype surrounding Leaf was way better than it was for Peyton Manning. They were lucky enough to choose right then, and then RG3 coming out with Andrew Luck, the hype surrounding him was unbelievable in the draft, too. So a lot of things fell into your lap over the last 20 years in the quarterback position. I don't know why you would be booing. You should be celebrating the fact that, oh, I don't know, you're not the Miami Dolphins, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like there are teams right now toiling with 3 quarterbacks that really have none. And here's the other part, Joe. Jacoby Brissett is one of the best 40 quarterbacks on planet Earth. 15.
Yep. Now, I wouldn't be booing just yet. Let him play a few games before you start booing. More Make It Rain coming up.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put
your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The morning after.
Eli Manning will be the starting quarterback against the Dallas Cowboys in a couple of weeks, but Daniel Jones should be the one that's starting. Say what you will with the Giants. They're freaking loyal. They can't break up with this guy. I know it's rough. Either way, it's going to be painful, and it's like we're screwing Eli over here after everything he did for us, but it's pretty damn clear. Daniel Jones is better than Eli Manning right now.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
So it might be time for you to become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament. Set your lineups up using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or you can join the countless number of people who have already won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you are playing daily fantasy sports, but you're not utilizing DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL annual pass with faster optimizers, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Just enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. And don't forget, DailyRoto.com is where millionaires are made. And welcome in, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, Make It Rain. As we look ahead here to the week of, well, it's football. We might have 1 week left in the fantasy draft world as we get ready for preseason week four. Keep in mind that if you hadn't seen your starters yet on your favorite team, you ain't seeing them this week either. So
that's a good thing. That means they finished preseason uninjured.
Yeah, we will have to think about Le'Veon Bell in a Jet uniform running for real. We're just a couple of weeks away from that. However, we did have week zero of the college football season. We've got more coming this Thursday as it's been kicked off, and it started, of course, with Miami and the University of Florida Saturday night, 7 o'clock, all eyes in Orlando. And boy, oh boy, it's so good to have college football back. And like we told you, you know, the thing about college football, especially early on in the season, is to remember that there is no preseason for college football. They don't, you know, they can't have joint practices. They don't have these games that they can play leading up to the season. What you see is a bunch of 18-year-olds who basically have been limited in their practice time as it is, getting ready to go up against, you know, the number 3 and 4 guys on your team. That's not necessarily ideal for college football when you watch the game going, wow, this is some really good teams. Because like we told you, their week zero means zero offense is what you were going to get in the Miami Florida game. And the turnovers, the penalties, it was just a culmination of exciting football, which is what makes college so much fun. But the reality is, guys, keep an eye on the first couple of weeks in college. It is still a work in progress for a lot of these teams, which is why if they can get by with a couple of wins, why they're really starting to round out in the form, which is why a lot of teams schedule the, you know, the cupcakes, the FBS teams there, because there is no, I mean, that is their preseason. But Miami and Florida decided, you know what, let's go toe-to-toe. Number 8 Florida, listen, they won 24-20. They were lucky to win, and I don't think anybody's looking at Florida going, yep, senior quarterback, they're ready. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I don't think it's the same team we're going to see in 6 weeks. But, Dane, as we get ready for Thursday night, keep in mind, this is really the preseason for a lot of these schools and big-time programs.
Yeah, that does make sense. And so we'll, it's the same kind of things that we saw earlier in the preseason for the NFL, right? Defense ahead of offense earlier on, sloppiness in terms of penalties and turnovers. And, you know, I mean, the over wound up hitting in that game, but boy, was it sloppy. You know, there was a, at the very end of the game, you know, there were absolute crazy turnovers by both teams.
The under hit in that game.
Really? It wasn't 24-20?
Yeah, they scored 44. The closing line was 46. Yeah, yeah, the under hit.
Yeah, oh, really? I thought it got down to 43.
No. 46 was the closing line.
All right. Fair enough. But, you know, it still was sloppy. It still was, you know, the sloppy and the penalties and the turnovers, and that's what we'll see. And then check it out, Joe. You know, I was not on that game. I was on the late game where we were like, oh, my goodness, 73.5 was the total, and that one went to 83, right? And so I was watching that game because I had Hawaii plus the 11, and that wound up being a good bet. But look no further than their quarterback, Joe, Cole McDonald. This kid, yeah, he threw 378 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also threw 4 interceptions, Joe, and this was a guy who, you know, didn't throw something but like 2 picks all season. He was still rusty and sloppy as well. They literally went to the backup, a kid who backed up Tua in Hawaii in high school, you know, and that's what we are going to see in week one or week zero, whatever we call it. These first couple of weeks, we're going to see sloppy the same way we've been telling you about preseason NFL football.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be exciting, which is what you saw in both of those games. And ironically enough, it was all defense in the game one. There was no defense in game two, except for the very last play of the game, which won it for Hawaii. As you watched Tate there trying to run it 40 some odd yards and ended up getting tackled from behind by an offense, like a defensive lineman that came out of nowhere and trailed the play and ends up tackling him on the one, sealing the victory for Hawaii. But like you said, it's sloppy penalties. It's, you are trying to minimize the slop when you're looking at these games and handicapping these games, and you're going to see a lot more of it here over the next couple of weeks, which is why we always tell you, learn who the experienced quarterbacks are, the quarterbacks that have been with the program, the guys that have been with the head coaches. Know them. They have a distinct advantage early on in the season over other teams where, hey, this guy just transferred in, or, you know, he was a redshirt. This is his first year playing. It makes a difference so much in college football to know. Experience matters, certainly at the quarterback and coach combination. Know who those guys are, because heading into this week, there's a lot of advantages that can be had by knowing where the experience lies, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me give you one. You know, there is a team, and I've said this before, I'm on their under, even though it's really low at like only 4.5. Georgia Tech, Joe. Georgia Tech for the last, decade has been running, you know, kind of the run-heavy wishbone, almost like they're a service academy, Joe, you know? But they changed coaches, and now they're going to try and run with the players that they've been running triple option with. Their new coach is going to try to run more of a West Coast run-and-gun. That might work 2 years from now, but they don't have the players for it right now, Joe. So that, I think, will be a very hard change. So look to fade that school, Georgia Tech, at the beginning of the year. And, oh, by the way, where do they go week one, Joe? Yeah, they're at Clemson week one.
Yep. Yeah, and there was Paul Johnson was notorious. Nobody ever wanted to play him middle of the end of the season when they hadn't faced the triple option yet. He was you were always guaranteed. Nobody walked into Georgia Tech thinking Paul Johnson and that were going to be an easy game, even when they weren't that good.
Right, because it's a different thing to prepare for.
He was good, but Jeff Collins takes over now, and it's going to be. Like you said, to your point, it's going to be very, very important to understand, guys, I can't stress it enough, offensive linemen that are dominated by upperclassmen and also a quarterback that's been in the system with that head coach, there are some opportunities. I mean, hell, anybody.
Option personnel, and they're trying to run and shoot. It's not going to work.
And don't forget, they've been recruiting that way for years. So that's, you know, all of a sudden you're going, huh? Who? Where? And I can't. That's why I'm looking forward Thursday night. I'm looking forward to seeing Chip Kelly now with a year under his belt. Right? Now we're going to get a chance to see that guys have had an opportunity to see exactly what Chip Kelly's offense is all about, and will they or won't they take that next step? Because if they do, if the personnel does, and you got a returning quarterback with Chip, all of a sudden, look out, UCLA, here they come. And some people think they're a dark horse out in the Pac-12 as well. So keep an eye on UCLA. It's going to be fun to watch it all unfold this week, that's for sure.
I know you also like, as a dark horse out west, I know you like the Utes. I feel like Pesci and my cousin Vinny. Did you
say
Utes?
A lot of returners. Yeah.
They got an interesting test at BYU, but I know you think the public is not as high on them as they should be. So maybe there's some early season value there with the Utes.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fun. UCLA taking on Cincinnati Thursday night on the road. Cincinnati's laying 3 in that game. We're going to get to see teams like also in conferences. Get ready for the MAC, guys. If you haven't followed the MAC, don't worry. Get ready for MAC football. A lot of edges to be had there. Buffalo at home taking on Robert Morris, who also, they're 46.5-point favorites in that game. And their quarterback actually plays for Buffalo. He's backing up. Remember the kid last year, Jackson, was a stud. But now he's backing up Buffalo. Yeah. And they're 60. How many? 46.5-point favorites. So here it comes, guys. Get ready. FIU, Clemson, in fact, like you said, Georgia Tech, Texas A&M. What's the deal this year with Jimbo? I mean, is it time now, Jimbo, to put up or shut up? In the SEC, because you couldn't wait to get there. You left Florida State hanging out to dry. Well, let's see what you got this year at Texas A&M. 33.5-point favorites over Texas State. Do not be afraid. I'll repeat. Do not be afraid to lay monster numbers early on in the season. Yeah, do not, because the reality is they're that number for a reason. And coaches, they're not going to take their foot off the gas to start the year off. They are going to go to the wall. Don't forget style points. They sort of matter, guys. They still sort of matter. So, yep.
You know, like, so I'm off this Georgia Tech team, right? Because of what we just said, right? It's not Paul Johnson there anymore. They got triple option players trying to do something different. They are at Clemson, Joe, of all places, you know? But it's 36 points. I could lay the 36 with Dabo.
Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid at home. If you think
they wind up winning
49-0,
right? They wind up winning
49-3,
something like that.
66 to that's exactly what it is.
You're comfortable laying the 36, Joe?
Absolutely. I'm doing the same
with
Alabama.
Is this one of the ones where we get that points bet? Like, it multiplies by how much we win our bet by? Should we do it?
Well, I can tell you
right now. 63-7, Joe.
They should win 63-7. Yeah, there's a few of those games. Alabama.
Free bet.
Lay the 34.5 against Duke as well. Alabama at home.
Yes.
They are not taking their foot off the gas. We'll talk more about that. Make it rain coming up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Yeah, get ready. Thursday night, we got college football. This is week one, though. Like Saturday was week zero. This is week one.
Right.
And there are some very, very intriguing matchups. And one of the questions on the table was, when you look at Clemson and you look at Alabama, number one, number two in the country, their first games are against teams that are lesser opponents, let's say, and the numbers show it, Dane. And it's a good question because a lot of people are going to be looking at, do I lay 33.5? Do I lay 30? Right. I mean, Alabama's laying 36.5 at home against Duke. You've got Clemson taking on a brand new Georgia Tech, the new era in Georgia Tech now that Paul Johnson is retired. And the answer is yes. Like, you do not be afraid to lay those points. And it goes back to what we were saying originally. What you saw with Miami and Florida was exactly the reason why you shouldn't be afraid to lay those points. These kids and these programs, they don't have a preseason. So usually these game ones and game twos, this is their opportunity to throw everything at them and get themselves ready for what is going to be obviously 10 or 11 and hopefully 12 games after that. So Clemson's and Alabama's of the world, don't be afraid to lay 5 touchdowns, guys, because I can assure you Nick Saban and company are not taking their foot off the gas. This is really their preseason, so to speak. And I expect Alabama, as I do Clemson, to come out firing people on all three aspects of the game. You won't see any backups in this game. You'll see guys continuing to put their foot to the pedal.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that makes complete sense. The lack of the preseason leads to the sloppiness, leads to, you know, transition time to familiarize yourself. And especially if there's a ton of freshmen, a ton of transfers, or a new coaching staff, or a new scheme, it makes complete sense. I'm still, though, and I guess you think this is a kind of a public move, Joe, but I'm scared by 36 points. Like,
don't do
you
it.
Know, I'm...
Don't be scared by it. Don't be scared by it. Make the play, because it's going to go to 40, so you might as well make the play now.
It's true, and I know that this week we see scores. You know, we're going to see 52-7. We're going to see 63-10. I know that in the back of my head, but all it takes is for them to, you know, take their foot off the gas pedal and win this game 40-7, and I get banged out on this, Joe. I want my college football season investing-wise to start off on a good foot. You know, I nailed Hawaii as a home dog. I don't want to mess it all up early and start having bad feelings about our make it rain plays, but you're confident I can lay this monster number with the defending champions against a squad that's trying to get out of their own way, figure out a new scheme. You think 36 is enough?
Yeah, let me tell you how also that I've played both of these games. 40-7 will be the halftime score. And then they will go into the second half, continuing to dominate here. Both of Clemson, I mean, no offense to Hawaii, but you ain't Nick Saban at home in Alabama, and you ain't Clemson in Death Valley over there. So I can tell you that they are going to come out, lay it in the first half, lay it in the full game. They are going to come out guns a-blazing. And now the other thing we mentioned, too, was the importance early on in the college football season of upperclassmen experience, return starters. I mentioned UCLA. UCLA is on the road in Cincinnati. They're getting 3 points. UCLA has 19 returning starters, guys. 19 returning starters that played under Chip Kelly last year, the first year. Cincinnati is, I don't know that they're going to be prepared for what UCLA is going to bring. Same thing with Florida State. Everyone keeps sticking a fork in Florida State. They've got 16 returning starters coming after the first year under Willie Taggart. Both of these programs are going to be better than what they did last year. And both of them right off the bat, there's plenty of value opportunities there. Getting points with Chip Kelly on the road and Florida State only being at home a 5-point favorite. I think those are two games, Dane, that you should circle and look at because I think the opportunity, the value is certainly there for us.
Yeah, I'm already on that Florida State one. We talked about that last week. And remember, Joe, I believe this game is at a technically a neutral site, but in the state of Florida. I think it's in like Jacksonville or something.
It's in Jacksonville, yes.
But, you know, that's still in Florida. That's not in Idaho. So Boise's still traveling, and Florida State will have their, you know, they'll have their tomahawk chop going, and they look better coming off the bus, I would imagine, too.
Yeah, so it's there's some value right off the bat early on college football, guys. It's just a matter of knowing where to look. And a good place to start is returning starters, you know, experience under the same head coach, and that'll afford you plenty of opportunity. We also have it was a crazy weekend in baseball, Dane, where we were all looking to the Yankees and Dodgers, obviously, preview to the World Series, but a lot of guys were doing battle for the wild card spot, too, and a lot of teams laid an egg. I mean, the Mets got swept by the Braves, but good news for the Mets is that the Nationals swept the Cubs, and the Cardinals swept a four-game series against the Rockies. So now you're looking at a Cardinals team 2.5 games ahead in the Central. The Cubs, all of a sudden, now that they just got beat by Washington, and the Mets are sending them thank you cards because now the Mets are just still 2 games back. It could have been an ugly weekend for a lot of these teams battling for the wild card. The A's, you know, are only a half a game out. You had Tampa losing 2 out of 3 to Baltimore. There was plenty of opportunities for teams to take advantage this weekend, but ironically enough, it was just the division leaders that ended up winning. None of those wild card teams took advantage of anything.
Yeah, so, you know, these things will kind of spread out over this last month. But when, you know, this is why I have to remind people all the time, Joe, these teams that are so bunched up together, they're 500 teams, people. So they're going to lose. So when where's the gap going to come? Maybe it's that the good teams, you know, continue to widen the gap. The Braves have won 8 in a row. The Nats have won 5 in a row. The Cards have won 4 in a row. So these guys are all keeping pace. And these teams that are, 500 teams, guess what? They're playing 500 ball, which is why it's hard for these teams to distinguish themselves. I still lean towards the Mets because of their starting pitching, and I still lean towards Washington, even though now Washington, you know, has a better record than the Cardinals and the Cubs. They are sitting pretty in the first wild card spot as of now. And I like Washington and New York because of the starting pitching.
Well, good news, bad news. Good news for the Diamondbacks. Robbie Ray came off the 10-day IL, pitched 5 scoreless innings against the Brewers there. Pitch looked really, really well. But if you are the Cleveland Indians and you are owners of Jose Ramirez, what a season this has been. Between disappearing, you and me both, you know, disappeared the first half, dominates in every statistical category in the second half, and now he breaks his hand, and now he's on the 10-day, and I think that's being generous, to say the least. That, to me, is that's a big loss for a Cleveland team that was the reason they've had the success they've had in the second half, mostly because he's come around, and now he's gone, man. That's a tough loss.
Oh, it absolutely is. Joe, in the second half, You know, he's been really, really good. I mean, has been one of the best players in all of fantasy offensively in the second half. This is a guy who started, was hitting under 200, you know, into June, I believe, and has gotten his average all the way up to like 255. He's got 20 homers, 24 stolen bases in that lineup. We talked about how Cleveland on the whole needed bats. They got Puig, they got Franmil Reyes, and it was Jose Ramirez coming around in the middle of that order, eviscerating my personal fantasy team, by the way, as I have 1 week left and I'm in the playoff chase. I have been relying on Ramirez personally, along with guys like Juan Soto, to carry me, but I mean, yeah, this is a huge loss for the Indians, and I'm with you, Joe. This is not going to be 10 days. This
no
might be
way.
The rest of the regular season for Jose.
Exactly. Yeah. The other now, good news for the Indians, though, Kluber, they've kind of extended his rehab. Carrasco's ready to go. He's got another they're going to send him, I believe, to AAA Columbus. He's going to throw a start there, and then some reinforcements for the starting rotation coming in. Carlos Carrasco, got to be rooting for him. And don't look now, the Yankees, and I saw this posted all over the place, Jordan Montgomery, a name that diehard Yankee fans have been waiting on for a long, long time. The guy has been absolutely lights out in two rehab starts there, or appearances rather, just blowing people away. Now, Jordan Montgomery, for those of you that don't know, this kid was, by many, many accounts, going to be a longtime starter, possibly the face of the pitching for the New York Yankees. He just, it's injury after injury after injury, but looks like he's on his way back. Wouldn't that be special if they could get Jordan Montgomery somehow in that bullpen before the playoffs start?
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget about Luis Severino, Dylan Betances. You know, I mean, yeah, Montgomery would be good for the bullpen. So would Dylan Betances, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Yep. So, yes, some of the Calvary. And here's the other thing, Joe. I know you like these Mets. Mets are getting healthier, too. Jed Lowry and Jeff McNeil back on a rehab assignment. Like, talk about, we like the Mets because of their starting pitching strength and depth. If they get guys like this as well, Jeff McNeil was hitting, what, 340? You know, Jed Lowry, that's depth. That's options on the bench for this Mets team as they continue to make their run. They were, what'd you say, Joe, a game and a half, two games out.
Yep, and then, and don't sleep, and we've been saying it, if it wasn't evident, it should be evident to you now. Do not sleep on the Atlanta Braves, guys. This team is, they got pitching. The biggest problem for them, again, is going to be bullpen. But between the bats and between the pitching and even the bullpen was, they won a couple of games against the Mets this week. And heartbreaking for the Mets, but they've won eight in a row. The Atlanta Braves are no joke, man. By any stretch of the imagination, they are no joke. The Braves are for real, people.
That is true. I wonder about their pitching, though, Joe. You talk about the bullpen. Even the starters, you know, whether it's Teheran, they got Foltynewicz still going out there. Keuchel still getting his legs under him. You know, I love these kids, the young Braves, you know. Obviously, Acuna, Albies having a great season. Donaldson getting over 30 home runs. Freeman as an MVP candidate, in my opinion. But will their pitching let them down? This is a team similar to the Yankees. They're pounding it out. When they step up in class pitching-wise, do they have the horses starting pitching-wise to compete with some of the other rotations out there in their league? I'm not so sure.
On their way to Colorado, they'll be taking on the Rockies at Coors Field. That should be, I'm sure there's going to be a few home runs there. St. Louis taking on Milwaukee. Big series there for Milwaukee. Almost a situation where Milwaukee, you got to win this series, man. Like, you don't really have much of a choice. You can't allow the Cardinals to just continue to run away with it, which quite honestly looks like exactly what they're doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, listen, Arizona and San Francisco start a series out west. Diamondbacks, Giants, and honestly, Joe, like, you need to win this series or you're done almost. You know, one of these teams may fall by the wayside come middle of the week based on this. Like, if one sweeps the other, they're done.
Yep. Dodgers down the road in San Diego for a series. Yankees are on their way to Seattle. And Oakland travels to Kansas City, all with, listen, playoff implications for a lot of teams in these series here coming up over the next 3 days till Wednesday. So, you know, Yanks can't go in and all of a sudden, you know, win two out of three from the Dodgers and then lose two out of three to the Mariners. You know, you got to take care of business. And the same thing for the Dodgers. You know, you can't just You can't go to San Diego, who's done a really good job against them this year. You just can't go in there and lose another two out of three games. All of a sudden, people start scratching their head a little bit.
Yep, I completely agree. Joe, can you explain to me why Sonny Gray versus Pablo Lopez down in Miami has a total of 7.5?
Yeah, they're not expecting a lot of runs, mostly because, well, it's not the Philadelphia Phillies. The only team it looks like the Marlins could beat.
That's a real low total, Joe.
Yeah. It ain't because of the win.
I tell you that. I'll take that over, Joe.
All right, good luck. Enjoy the limited slate tonight. Dane and I will be back tomorrow morning to make it rain for you. Enjoy, guys.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
I overslept. Look, I need your help.
Here's what you missed on The Morning Line.
Go! The difference between Jacoby Brissett and Andrew Luck is about three wins. They moved from minus 180. I don't think he was healthy. I think it just weighed on him. And it comes down to it is, what do you want to be, a distraction, or do you want to be a quarterback? And if you're going to be a distraction, the best thing for you to do is walk away and retire. So I think it makes total sense. What doesn't make sense is he woke up yesterday and just told Jim Irsay he's retiring. That's not how it works, guys. When multi-millions of dollars are in play. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you can love a guy all you want. You build him a statue. You don't let him keep $24.5 million for not working out his end of a contract. There's something else at play here.
Listen, I agree with you that the team kind of knew. Frank Reich even said that Andrew came into his office like 2 weeks ago saying he was seriously considering this. The team knew. And the other reason I'll tell you the team knew is whether it was because of this or injury, look at the way they were handling Jacoby Brissett in the preseason, Joe. They were handling Jacoby Brissett as though he was the starting quarterback in bubble wrap, you know? So they did have some inklings of this. But let's test this, Joe. You're a betting man. I know you are. If I gave you – that's what I would have to say. What kind of odds would I have to give you? If I gave you 5-1 odds, Joe, would you bet that Andrew Luck plays another NFL football game? If I gave you 5-1 odds?
Absolutely.
You would?
Absolutely.
If I gave you even odds, would you bet it?
Not even. But I would definitely take 5-1 that Andrew Luck is not done with the NFL.
Something like that. Because that's the only way to test you, Joe. You know what I mean? To understand what would the odds have to be for you to lay it, for you to want it as a good bet. And it sounds like
you find the prop for it, and I will bet. And I will bet it because as far as I'm concerned, there's a hell of a lot more chance he comes back after being away and he gets healthy than him not coming back because nothing in his statement. Yes, it sucks. And I didn't envision myself doing this and yada, yada, yada. But never did he say, I am done with the NFL. I am moving on with my life. He just says, I'm not here mentally. I've got to walk away. That doesn't sound like a guy that is completely given up hope on ever playing in the NFL again.
Yeah, and like I mentioned, remember, his dad, Oliver Luck, has been involved in football forever, right? Yeah. You know, BCS committee, like conference chairman and team athletic director, stuff like that. I think he was even on the board for like the AAF, wasn't he, Joe? Wasn't Oliver Luck part of the AAF? So, I mean, they're so close.
One of the founders. Yeah.
Right. So he's so close to football for the whole family that, you know, I understand what you're saying, Joe. Like, there will be an itch and he'll have to scratch it on some level.